Hey, good evening. It is Thursday, February 27th at 7:13 p.m. This is the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, Finance and Public Safety Committee meeting. Can we please rise for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Hey, thank you. Can we please have the roll?
Ms. Falchoni-Smith?
Here.
Mr. Kurtica?
Present.
Ms. Vidomsky?
Here.
Okay, record should reflect that you have three members present and you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I have nothing added or to delete. So let's move on to number five, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak?
Yes, Madam Chair, Mark Garofalo, Town Clerk. Regarding the item number seven, the Registrar of Voters wage adjustment, I would encourage you to make a positive recommendation to the full board as this matter has not been addressed in a few years. And also encourage you to address it in a permanent way so that it doesn't have to take time on the agenda at these intervals and so that it can be just corrected going forward.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Okay, with that, public portion is closed. Number six, 2023-2024 financial audit update and current year budget update, discussion only. Hi, Brian.
Brian Hall, the finance director for City of Derby. So from a financial update standpoint, the financials were sent out to the boat about a week ago. They haven't changed. They're all out on the website for any of those people who are looking for those updates. We just had an extension, so obviously that didn't get done in February. I still expect and informed MFAC that we very much expect to be done before the June kind of cutoff date, where it's, you know, you get basically kind of 6 months of extensions. And then after that, it's really not good. I don't know what happens, but we're not going to get there. We're going to get this done in the next couple months, especially now that I'm out of that tax office and we can really focus on getting the audit into a good place. Got some temp help, so we'll plug along. I'm feeling pretty good about that. I think from a financial standpoint, like I said, the audit will show that we've got a surplus, which is great. Certainly at least, I think, $1.2 million. Hopefully more. Again, I'm just trying to finalize the Board of Ed numbers, which tend to move around. So we've got to, once that gets landed on and we get through all of the pieces, we'll see where we net out. As far as the 25-26 budget, we're well into the process of building that budget. We've got the grand list done, which went up, which was great news because a lot of municipalities, it didn't go up. So Derby was fortunate in that case, and that's definitely going to generate some additional tax revenues for us, as well as some additional monies for motor vehicle tax reimbursement that we're going to see that I'm confident will hopefully offset some of the places where inevitably we're going to have to spend some more money for things, but yet still keep no tax increase for this year. So again, that's our goal. Mayor and I keep pushing on everyone as they submit their requests to get flat, to figure out a way to get there. So more meetings to come throughout March. We'll probably meet most weeks as we discuss the budget and then any other kind of transfers that need to occur for the current year numbers. Anything else anyone has a question on?
Georgia Robin?
No.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. I think the only thing I can think of going forward is potentially putting out an RFP for the auditor.
The auditor, yeah. Yeah, I've been thinking about that one too. Right timing It's probably coming up
Yeah, we
March,
are Mark
April.
meeting. We can start looking at that at this committee meeting. Take a look. You don't have to answer now, but take it.
Yeah, so right. I mean, if I put out the RFP in March, I probably then bring back some of the results in April to the subcommittee meeting and then make the decision in May, which would still be fine as long as we're like, June, as long as I kind of got June to be in good shape.
Okay.
But
Yeah. Let's take a look at that in the next couple of weeks and figure out what meetings to have that at. Okay, great.
and also just perhaps you could just refresh the Board of Ed. They were going to submit monthly reports
Yeah.
that came out of this meeting, but I've not gotten them in this office to distribute, so I don't know if you get them or how does that work.
Well, I don't get them. However, we're actually going to meet when we review the budget meeting where the temp help and likely the person that hopefully bring on full time, he's going to spend some time up at the Board of Ed, learn their system because they're on a completely different finance system. So he can pull reports and do some things, and then at that point we won't even necessarily be relying on them. We can pull it ourselves, and then I can provide it to you. I mean, the caveat is always like you have to really understand where they are with their information. I mean, if they haven't booked any of the journal entries or the expenses, then I can run reports all day. It's going to look great, but it's not exactly meaningful. So we still are relying on the Board of Ed to have to do their day-to-day job and get the expenses in to the system so that the reporting makes sense. That's definitely in flight so that at least we're not just going to be completely hopeful that they send things.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, if there are no other items, let's move on to number seven, Registrar of Voters Wage Request, discussion and possible recommendation to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen on a wage adjustment for the Registrars of Voters. Okay, so in our packet, we have a resolution and a proposed ordinance. I'll read those into the record. The resolution dated for March 13th, 2025, a one-time increase to registrars of voters' salary. Be it hereby resolved by the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, that the two elected registrars of voters shall receive a one-time salary increase of 3% of their annual salary effective January 6th, 2027. And then the proposed ordinance, section 14-7, registrars of voters' salary, be it hereby ordained by the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen of the City of Derby, that the following be adopted as section 14-7 of the ordinances of the City of Derby. Commencing January 1st, 2029, the registrars of voters shall receive the same percentage increase on their base pay only as provided in the collective bargaining agreement between the City of Derby and Local 1303-259 of Council 4, AFSCME, AFL-CIO, City Hall Union. I think this resolution and this ordinance shall, as Town Clerk Garofalo noted, kind of put an end to the coming back year after year or every few years and kind of get this permanently taken care of. So I will entertain a motion to recommend to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, both the resolution and the proposed ordinance, section 14-7, included in our packets, the wage adjustment for the registrars of voters. Is there a motion?
So moved.
By George, is
Second.
there a second?
Second.
By Robin, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Number eight, tax collector recommendation for tax abatement at 87 Hawthorne Avenue. Discussion and possible recommendation to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Brian, you want to come explain that one? Thank you.
Sure. So a resident reached out to me who unfortunately had her check stolen from the mail and whitewashed, and somebody criminal cashed it. Now, her bank caught that, alerted her. She, you know, immediately alerted me of it. You know, however, at that point, it was, you know, a few days into February, and had she made her payment, she would have had to pay for the interest on it. The laws and legislation is very clear on the matter. There is no ability to abate that interest. That has to be done by the Board of Alders. I explained that to the resident. She understood. She pulled together all of the backup materials, you know, the police report, the check, all of the background. I'm very confident that this was a real event. As I said, I really hadn't experienced anything like this, so this is not something that's been frequent, which is good. I understand there is a, you know, somewhat setting a precedent by doing this. However, this is a very legitimate reason for an abatement. If it did happen to other residents, I personally would be back here in front of you again, asking for them to have an abatement. So let's hope it doesn't. But I think it's fair what they're asking for. I think the issue is because of timing, you know, obviously each month more and more interest occurs. So I believe, you know, when this goes to the full board in March, there'll be another $60 of interest added on that would need to be abated at that point for a total of about $180 overall.
Okay, is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Second.
For the
tax abatement.
In favor of the tax abatement?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. To send to the full board. So let's go back one second. So is there a motion to recommend to the full Board of Aldermen, Aldermen, Alderwomen, the tax abatement at 87 Hawthorne Ave. Can I have the motion one more time? Oh, I'm sorry. We're not going to know because the full amount is going to change by the whatever. So the amount.
2 months in.
It'll be 3 months interest, but for March, so for 3 months interest.
So the interest that has accrued as of March.
Through March, yes.
Through March 31st. Is there a motion?
So moved.
By George.
Second.
Second by Robin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and number 9, non-union position salary review discussion only. I'm going to make a motion to table.
Madam Chair, before you do that,
mm-hmm.
I just would encourage you, just because I'm trying to make sure that for that Registrar of Voters ordinance, I was looking through, there is supposed to be a salary table that is kept, and it, since the departure of our beloved former city clerk many years ago, I don't think that's really ever been done for the not. So there's an ordinance, and it's been a while. So there's an ordinance that calls for a salary table that for the non, the things that are not covered by or collective bargaining or a separate ordinance. So it's basically everything else. And I think that it's probably in the best interest of the city to maintain, some order on that, because I believe that probably people have been there's been increases in salaries that have not been approved by this board, probably, you know, for, and might, you know, not big ones, but probably some of the other small departments where you have these like little things that typically had come back to this board.
Sure.
So we should work together with finance office and look at those things that are not covered by, well, you know, put and memorialize that, because it's not been done in many, many years.
Okay.
And things have been added and stuff like that. So it should be corrected so that, you know, that before the tax board appropriates that, it should come here, whatever the process is, you know.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to take some time because we have to, but.
Yeah. Well, say that again. What was it called? What
is it salary called? Table.
The salary table. Okay.
So, I mean, but I just bring that to your attention because I just refreshed myself when I was looking up these other things, and it doesn't, it's not apparent that it exists.
Okay.
Right. And I don't disagree with that. I what I do think does exist though is when the budget is published, a list of every position and every salary for that upcoming budget year is in, you know, is there. So that's public information. That'll be there again when we publish the budget this year. Right,
but the increases can only be approved by this board.
Correct. And and I'm really speaking from like a reporting overall standpoint. If people want to understand who's, you know, what position makes what salary, it will all be there.
Sounds like some, you know, that the tax board may be approving budgets that are presented to them that they don't, you know, they're not looking at whether the Board of Aldermen approved an increase to a particular potential salary that the board has control over. Is that correct?
It would just be non-union things that are not covered by an ordinance like this registrar would be covered by the ordinance. So that would flow that way.
Okay.
These are things that are just kind of.
Yeah. And the budget process, right? Any raise covered by a union contract that's been approved will get baked into the detail.
Sure.
Anything that's not been approved, we put a placeholder in the special working balance. However, we don't necessarily approve anything else. So when I build the budget from the grounds up, the salaries in there are what they're currently at. And, you know, again, if there was an approved raise, it gets baked in. If it wasn't approved, we may put a placeholder in until the board or whoever the contract, you know, get approved, at which point we move the money around.
I don't think it's been a problem in the last year.
You know, we can do however, but that's how we've been currently doing it. So,
okay, so noted. Thank you. So again, for number 9, I'm going to make a motion to table. Is there a second?
Second.
By Robin. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Number 10, is there a motion to adjourn at 7:30?
Don't move.
By George. Second. By Robin. all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you very much.
See you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks.